KI7 QMD mobile listening on 19. KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 19. KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 190. KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 19.
Any units in team, W8RRM, any units in team.
KFA-ENF.
KI7QMD mobile monitoring 19.
KFA-ENF.
KP8FKW, monitoring mobile.
Hey, good afternoon, Brad. How have you been?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're coming in a little bit scratchy there. I think you said you were mobile, so not sure if you're out in the hinterlands and fading out, but I can hear you okay for now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm back home. Just out visiting a friend there. He needed a couple trees cut down, so we came down for him.
Well, I hope it's been a little nicer day up there for that. We got a little bit of rain again this afternoon down here.
Well, luckily we haven't had that much rain, so I think it sprinkled a little bit last night. But today we didn't get anything, so I'm going to work on getting my boat clear away winterized, so that's the plan.
Well, I don't know about putting away boats in the rain, but cutting wood in the rain really sucks, so wish you well on all of that.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, it's a good thing it's not. Yeah, it took a bit to get everything all dried out. So, yeah, it's a cloudy day, but we had a lot of sunshine, so it was a nice day to be outside. I don't know what the temperature was, maybe in the 40s, 50s, somewhere's in there.
Yeah, I sure like these cooler temps. I managed to take advantage of a brief weather window yesterday and got some work done in my yard that I've been putting off day after day after day because we've had so much rain down here. But got her done and stayed dry the whole time.
Oh, nice. That's for sure. So, yeah.
All right, well, good catching you again. Hope you have a great day. And, boy, enjoy this fall weather. KF8ENF, clear.
Oh, very good, yeah. Well, speaking of the raindrops, yeah, it just started here on the way, getting it all. But anyways, yep, 73, catch you later, KE8FJW.
KV8HNT, W8RRM. KV8HNT, W8RRM looking. KV8HNT, W8RRM looking.
W8RRM, KV8HNT.
I've been trying to get you for a couple hours. What did you do to be able to get into the repeater better?
There is a repeater that's linked to this, or to that one, that is closer to me. 145190.
Where is that one at?
Petoskey.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, the guys in town, he said, hey, said, you know, there's a repeater closer. Said, you know, there's a repeater close to you, or closer to you, you'd probably do better getting in. And they told me the frequency and the tone, and it's like, wow, yeah, what a difference. So how are you feeling tonight, old fart?
Oh, so-so. I got to go to the doctor's on the 11th of November.
Roger. Yeah, I got a routine doctor visit. I think it's the 3rd. I have to look at that up. But pretty sure it's the 3rd. Just a normal 6-month checkup.
Okay. Do you know if they ever got the antenna up on that repeater over here in my backyard or not?
Oh, I don't think they have. It still sounds terrible when you get far away from it. But not far away. You get 10, 15 miles away, and I can get into it if I'm in my car at home, and I set up in my backyard on the highest point of the hill. But it's not coming in like it should. But I get into it well enough where I can, because I just checked into the net the other day. But it don't work like it was.
Yeah, I peed in a bunch of their Wheaties when I told them why I left. I told them it was pretty pathetic. There's over $5,000 in the account for the club. They should have had that thing up and working in less than 2 weeks. And instead, it was a minimum of 6 months. If it ain't working right yet, it's even longer.
You know, as close as that is, that's only 20 miles from me. That repeater should come in here like this one does. This is bangs in here, full bars, I mean, all the way to Max is my bars out on the radio there. And that repeater there in Gaylord should be the same way. Petoskey and Gaylord is the same amount of distance from me.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I don't even miss it. You know, I don't miss that club that. What a weight off my shoulders. I'm glad I quit them. Anyway, I found that microphone if you want it, and if you want that amplifier, anytime you want to come get them, you're free to.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I haven't got my bonus yet. That's still a few weeks out before I get that, but, yep, good to know. Yeah, well, like the repeater in Mancelona, that's 20 miles from me, and that comes in here just like this one. I mean, louder than heck and strong, and so I just don't get it. And there's just as many hills between me and that repeater, and the same thing with Petoskey, there is Gaylord.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, after you get this microphone and that amp, I'm going to buy that battery for my pickup truck, and then I'm going to go up there by the college 3 nights a week and get on HF.
There you go.
I figure I'll probably do it on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights.
There's a guy, and I'm sure I've talked to him on 2 meter. I think his name's Bill. He lives over by Gaylord, but he usually checks in on the UP net, and we'll bring that on 80 meter, and I do hear him on 40 meter sometimes, too.
No, I won't be doing any of them nets. I never cared for any of them nets. The only reason I was on the one for the club was I was a member of the club. But, you know, I won't be doing any more nets. I don't really like them.
Yeah, I like doing them. The ones that are like the UP net, it's everybody local in Michigan pretty much. Wolverine, that's kind of the same thing. Wisconsin, Michigan, you know, maybe you get a couple other states in, Indiana, Ohio. Sometimes you get some further out. Pop in, but they're not bad. You don't have to wait too long to turn that. Met a lot of good guys on the radio lab with on those nets. And I don't know. I like checking in on that one. I got me a nice couple hundred watt linear per 2 meter when I get that antenna situated where I want. Never know, we might be able to do simplex. Like that. Maybe even get you a little, get you a linear. I bet you we could do simplex. What was I going to say? Forgot now. But, oh, I did hear a couple guys on simplex. I think they were truck drivers or something going up 131 the other day on 2 meters there. And couldn't hear them real well. One guy I heard pretty good. I think it was just because he was getting up closer to 32. But did hear him for a couple minutes. Hold on 1 minute, Roger. I got to go to the little boys' room. Katie and H&T.
Okie dokie.
Okay, I'm back. Katie and H&T.
Dokie, Tom, W8RRM here. Yeah, your radio sounds really good now that you're doing it that way.
Yep. Yep, I was happy to find it out. I checked in on, I forget what they called them that, but it was just the other, last night or 2 nights ago anyway.
Your video is just a little bit weak though. You're not as, I guess you'd say as loud as what you used to be.
Wow, that could be the repeater, too, that I'm talking into. That could make a difference, too. Plus, I'm not talking real loud right now.
Well, that transmission there, you sounded like you used to all the time.
Yeah, my grandson is half awake in the other room. My daughter's trying to put him to sleep, so I'm not talking real loud.
Well, okay. Did you go hunting today?
No. No, I did some running around to do, and it was raining again. About time I wanted to go out there and start cutting loose like gangbusters again. So I'm going to shoot for tomorrow. We'll see what tomorrow brings. And I'm a night owl, so I don't go out in the morning a whole lot. Hoping to get gun season, I will the first couple days, but more an afternoon hunter.
All the leaves have gone off the trees over there now?
No. I mean, a lot of them come down, but there's still a lot up. There's still, I'd say 50-60% left yet.
Well, if we get one more good rain and it gets cold like it's supposed to, they'll be gone in about a week or so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My son, we got him, my nephews and that are coming up November 4th. And my son and all of them hunt over just down the road from me, about 2 miles on the state land. And we put up a blind quite a while ago. Well, I sent you the pictures of us out there messing with them, and we got him, found this spot way back in. And there's probably half acre, grassy field right in the middle of the woods. And there's some old fruit trees, pear tree, a couple of apple trees and that in there. And oh my goodness, he's been getting some really nice pictures on his camera. Lots of does. He's got a spike horn coming in there. He's got a 4-point coming in there. A 6-point. And this other one, we've caught him on camera twice, but the way he comes in there, and it about the same time every day in the sunshine, and there's kind of like a glare in a way on the camera, kind of. But you can see the antlers, but you just can't see them clear enough to count, but they are huge. I'm guessing that thing's between an 8 and a 12 point. I mean, this thing is monster. The body is huge. So I'm hoping you'll get a beat on one of them in there. Well, they got to be at least 3 points on one side. So getting a beat on that big dude. He's never shot a deer before, so man, I'd be tickled pink if he shoots one.
Oh, okay. You know, you're the only person I would ever answer that question for. Right now, I get a little over $24,000 a year. And between food and meds, I get my check on a Wednesday and I'm broke by Friday. But hopefully my investment on the dinars and the Vietnamese dong will hit, and that'll all change overnight.
Roger. I didn't ask you. I know what you're talking about. My mom, she's in a nursing home. It's not because she ain't with it or nothing. It's just that she has medical issues that she needs a 24 care type of thing, you know. And they take every penny of her money to live there. She don't have a dime left to her name, which I think is terrible. So, my sister, my mom's got an account, and I have automatically direct deposit every time I get paid. Money go into her account, so she has, you know, spending money in that. They don't supply, you know, like toiletries, like shampoo and certain things that she uses. And she likes to have her hair done at once a week. And there's things, you know, things that she needs. And plus, you know, people like to take her out shopping. And she can ride with them and go anywhere she wants. And there's a lot of times she don't like what they have to eat. And she likes sorting out. So us kids always, all of us put a little money in their account for her so she has something to spend. But it's terrible. It's like that they take every dime. She can't owe nothing. And it's like, you know, that is more, that's just, I don't know, that's taking advantage. You can't tell me it costs that much to live there. You know, she's got good health insurance that pays for all of her medical stuff and her prescriptions and everything else. And it just, I don't know, it's wrong.
When people go into them homes, they strip you of everything, even your dignity.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, she does well. You know, her room is like an apartment. She's got a nice old couch and her own TV and a chair, lazy boy chair, and pictures and all decorated up in there nice. But she's got a nice window she can look out in the courtyard. And in front of her window, she can plant flowers and make a little garden if she wants tomato plants and things like that. And is he can go and leave and come back as her will. You know, if you don't drive anymore, but us kids will go and get her and take her places, and I'll be either shopping, or my sister still lives down there, so she'll go to my sister's house for the day, or here and there. But yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of those places do. She has to go to dialysis 4 days a week, and, you know, there's all sorts of things they keep an eye on, her levels and that. You know, she's diabetic, but she was always going to keep track of that stuff, but, she has problems with potassium level, and they got to keep track of that, and has this. I had her living here for a while, for about 7 months, and it just got to be, it was just too much. We constantly had to run her to the hospital and stuff. I mean, it was no way. I was out of control how, you know, to keep track of everything. Plus, I worked, and my wife worked, and I hired someone to come into the house to take care of her while we were at work, but she needed medical care 24/7, you know. So yeah, we talked to her, moved her back down to Frankenmuth and our hometown, and I gotta say, there where she's at, they treat her like gold. I mean, they're awesome. They're they come in, the nurses and different workers, they come in and visit with her all the time, and, you know, and different stuff, and one thing is nice is my mom has friends in there that's from town that she knows that are in there and stuff, so she does know people, and they do have a lot of activities they do. They'll take them out shopping to Walmart, they play bingo and all sorts of different activities during the, you know, during the week, and they have a church service right there in there. They got a chapel, and so that where she's at is really a nice facility. All those nurses come in there and talk to her while I'm on the phone with her, and they come in, bump their head in the door, and ask her how she's doing, and they tell her that they love her and all that, and I thought, man, you know, I've been and seen a lot of people in different nursing homes that they don't get that kind of care. But a lot of it, too, is my mom has got her mind about herself, so it ain't like she's, you know, out in la-la land or anything else. She's sharp, and I think that helps a little bit because, you know, of that. She just had a birthday. She turned 91 on the 10th.
Well, she's getting up there in age, ain't she?
No, yeah. My dad died when he was 76. He died on July 3rd of 2006, and he had lung cancer. And they did chemo and radiation, and shrunk. And it shrunk right down to nothing, pretty much. And then he was off from it, and then he wasn't feeling well again. They went back in and checked on him, or, you know, doctors, and they took him and did tests and that. Well, just that little short period of time when they quit doing all of it, it went like wildfire and went through his whole body, and in his liver and everywhere else.
And cancer can do really bad things to a man. I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, I know it. I pray for you every day. And a good friend of mine, I've known her ever since we were 15 years old. As a matter of fact, I dated her for quite a few years before I met my wife. And we've always stayed in good contact and good friends, always been good friends and close. And she's the same age as me, and Her husband's a retired police officer. He does another part-time job because he's young. But he retired out of the police force. And she called me up, and last time I seen her, it ain't been that long ago. We met up and had dinner together, her and her husband and me, and she had this knot on her forehead. Almost reminded me of like a big pimple or something, like real big, like a cyst. Well, she had it removed here a month ago. The results come back and it's cancer, and it's some kind of, I think what she told me, but it's not skin cancer, but it's something to do with the blood cells or something or another, and it can spread through your whole body. Well, as far as they know, it hasn't, but she's going through chemo right now, and that, it's like, oh, my land, and I've already lost a couple of two, three good friends of mine from heart attacks and other stuff. It's like, man, it's like not another.
Yeah, health issues ain't anything to be happening. Anyway, my son just called. I'll catch you probably tomorrow evening, okay?
Alrighty, sounds like a plan, Roger. Go catch you tomorrow evening after dark. And we will chat some more. Hopefully I can get out and hunt, and maybe I'll have a good story of shooting one. 73, Roger. Have a good night. KDADHNT.
Same to you. Thank you for the cue. So it's the longest one I've had since, good Lord, for ages. Anyway, catch you later. W8RRM.
Alrighty. We'll have to try to do this more